You may expect the lecture at Cannabis College to sound like a scene from the stoner movie Half Baked.
Yo, who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky.
Instead, it sounds like this.
I've only got 2,000 watts for each ducting system right now. So my equation is going to be 0.2 times 2,000. Okay? Everybody following me?
Major buzzkill. That's Carlos Hermida, the very first professor of cannabis at Medical Marijuana Tampa, nicknamed Cannabis College.
I went to California and went to Oaksterdam University.
Oaksterdam is the Harvard of cannabis colleges.
And I became a certified cannabis horticulturist through them, made valedictorian, and
Like Oakland's Oaksterdam, Medical Marijuana Tampa is an unaccredited school. The main campus is a sterile-looking office suite in Temple Terrace. But Hermida's class, Education in Cultivation, is not a bunch of hippies sitting around passing a joint. There's a syllabus and a homework and a final exam. In fact, the school's founder is as straight-laced as they come. 33-year-old Jeremy Bufford is a bookish former IT consultant who says he doesn't even smoke marijuana.
We want to make sure that the information that we're presenting to our students is done in a rigorous way. Let me be blunt about it.
Yes, he really just said that.
Let me be blunt about it. This isn't designed to just simply be a place where you, you know, pay money and get a certificate. We want to make the education a valuable and worthwhile experience for the student, and we want to make sure that we're ensuring a basic level of understanding about this material.
That level of understanding comes at a price. Tuition is $499 for the 4-week course. Scholarships are available through the University of South Florida's chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
We're working with a normal club at USF for creating a cannabis scholarship to allow students to be able to take our course if they don't have the financial means to do so. In addition to that, check us out and connect with us on social media. We're running a contest right now where you can win a free scholarship to Cannabis College by participating with us on Facebook.
Is there a hashtag?
There's a hashtag. Our hashtag is Medical Marijuana Tampa, I believe.
Are you actually growing marijuana in class? How is this legal, okay?
So, of course not. There's no marijuana. Let me just make that clear. We are growing peppers and tomatoes and all kinds of other fun things.
Things seem to be on the up and up the evening of my visit. After a short quiz about hydroponic techniques, students take turns at the whiteboard in the front of the classroom, sketching out their ideal marijuana grow room. This is not as sexy as it sounds. It's basically a bunch of math about square footage and light bulb wattage. Actually, the most exciting part of the class is the 10-minute break, when most of the students and staffers hang out in the parking lot as dusk settles.
My name is Vinod Sudath. I'm a realtor here in the Tampa Bay Area. And what brings me here is the future that dispensaries, research growing places are going to need to be purchased. And I'd like to be kind of in on the bottom floor. If something is legal and you can capitalize on it, there's nothing wrong with it, especially if you're helping people.
Can I just get like a general sense of everybody here? Are you all in this for the medical aspect? Does anybody just enjoy recreational marijuana? Would anybody like admit to that?
There is also just the sit back, relax, roll a joint, and just chill out aspect of it.
Jake Howard is professor of cannabis at the school's Largo location, which opens in April.
The relaxing properties of it can also be considered medical, just to sit down and de-stress and unwind from a horrible day rather than going out and buying a 12-pack of beer, pounding that, getting drunk, and possibly hitting somebody on the road. When you smoke a joint, I can't even turn the car on when I'm high.
Opponents like Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi say the state's proposed amendment is too lenient. But whether or not Florida voters legalize medical marijuana, the graduates of Tampa's Cannabis College can be sure they've received a higher education. Dalia Colon, WUSF, 89.7 News.